would have overalls that he bought. And put nails in the pocket sometime, and I think most of them I think they still do. One of those old blue overalls, he's working on.
It's fuzzy on Sunday, what would come
well,
out
of the
wear?
Well, the clean up and they'd come to church dressed better.
What kind of suit?
Well, they'd have on their suits, some better and some worse, come how much they had to spend for them. Uh-huh. Real nice suits, some just neat and clean. The wives would see it, they were neat and clean, you know. Uh-huh. But not such nice suits. But they went according to what they were able to buy. More.
I suppose somebody had just bought a suit and was wearing it for the first time. You might be describing him. You might say he's got on.
Well dressed.
Suppose if he just bought it though. What?
Well,
what kind of suit?
He's all primped up in a new suit.
Uh huh.
Did you see John Sunday? How nice he looked. He had a new suit and he just looked so good.
Did the women ever?
Primp up?
They had,
sure.
Had to carry maybe.
Parasite?
Have something, you know, or maybe something.
A ridicule. Way back yonder now.
What was that?
They called them ridicules. They were big bags that they carried everything in, the pocketbook and the handkerchief and the gloves when they didn't have them on. And Lord knows what they had in that ridicule. I ring candy for the grandchildren and chewing. No, they didn't have chewing gum that far back, I shouldn't think. But in that ridicule, they called them. Now, they didn't call them ridicule since I came along, but I knew what a ridicule was.
Uh-huh.
We jokingly sometimes say, well, you haven't got your ridicule.
Was that for traveling, or did they carry that
yes,
every day?
Yes, they traveled, but they carried it if they'd go preaching, if they'd go calling. Yes, they have a ridicule they carried along, some small for calling and all that. Different kind of ridicules. And, of course, our pocketbooks are an outcome of the ridicules.
Uh-huh.
We have them big, small, and indifferent. I rarely ever carry a pocketbook myself. I have to be traveling to take one. I don't take any money down here. We pay for a meal, except the noon meal sometimes. We have it cafeteria style and buy what we want.
Well, what do you call the little bag that you put money in?
Pocketbooks? Purse?
Uh-huh.
That's the word you're hunting for, purse and pocketbook.
I never heard the word ridicule.
You didn't? Well, no, you can ask any old person there, do they know what a ridicule is?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's a ridicule. I don't know where it got its name, I can't tell you, but a ridicule was a big bag the lady carried.
Did you ever wear any kind of jewelry, any little...
Yes, we all began to get jewelry when we were little girls. We got bracelets and rings and a locket. Nearly every little girl had a locket. And they usually had pictures in them, some mama did. The mama put the mama's picture in, wouldn't be long before they had a boy's picture in there. They got up in the teens.
Right.
But they had the, oh, and we had the charms on our bracelet, and dingle and dangle. Mm. Sometimes we had hearts all on them, with the engraved other names on them. And
did you ever wear anything around your neck?
Chubs. Well, except our, we had the chain, our locket, always.
Mm-hmm.
And then we began to have pearl beads, of course, time we got grown.
Mm-hmm.
We had pearls for our neck and sometimes fancy chains for those lockets.
What would you call a little set of pearls?
Set of pearls, string of pearls, if you
mm-hmm.
had a long body, a string of pearls.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had the shoulder ones, they would give you, what did we call them? Just put our pearls on, we called it. But